With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Larry Uretzian, criminal defense attorney, is with us today. I'm interested to get your perspective on the Parkland school officer, Scott Peterson, that is on trial now for essentially not following active shooter protocol and standing outside the building while there was an active shooter and many, many children died. This is a case where if you were the officer who did not go in, you'd be feeling a lot of guilt. And you can tell from what we've seen of this officer that he does. He also has reasons or excuses as to why he did what he did. And now the justice system is testing that and trying that to see if he should be held responsible further than just the enormous guilt that he must feel. Laura, this is such a complicated case. Where to begin? What's your thoughts on him standing trial to begin with?
Listen, this is a very unique situation. Mm-hmm. You've already got the main culprit, right? So it really doesn't send a very good message, because now we're telling officers who could be risking their lives, right, that if they don't, then we're going to come back after them criminally. Mm-hmm. You know, the person who is in the best position to decide what is right or wrong at that point or what their duties are is the person who's at that place, right? And he's there. And at that point, he doesn't have a lot of information. And the trial will show us exactly how much information was available to him, what he could have done, should have done. You know, at a time like this, at a chaotic time like this, yes, of course, if you've got security, somebody who's also got a gun who could come in and kind of intervene, you would want them to do that. But how many times have we seen officers or police officers barricade areas where they've got a live shooter and they haven't necessarily gone in?
Sure.
There's protocols that they have to follow. So is it right to go after him criminally? My gut is I wish they hadn't, because now it really would scare a lot of officers, and they would have to make a decision of whether they put their lives at risk, which is kind of part of what they do, right?
Sure.
They usually put their lives, but then how far do they go? And at the same time, when you think about it, you think, my God, had this man gotten involved, maybe we could have saved some lives. And that gives you food for thought that morally, at least, right, ethically and morally, the right thing would have been to go in and try and prevent further killing. But is that something that should be converted or seen as criminal liability?
Mm-hmm.
Should he be charged with a crime? Should he be found guilty and convicted of it? And it's a tough question. You can see that even I'm torn with it. I would want to know more details and honestly follow this trial and decide why this was so special and so different from every other similar situation.
Because it almost is going to be setting a precedent for going after a resource officer like this. And in the future, what's going to be happening when this happens again somewhere? Because inevitably it will. How much are we going to go back and look at those who are to protect and serve if they just chose not to do their job or misunderstood what was going on and acted poorly? It's a weird slope that could be going down. Seeing the man and seeing his interviews, he looks extremely remorseful. This is something he has to live with every day for the rest of his life. Does it truly set an example of, if you don't do this, you could be tried criminally? Or is this more people who have been victimized and really looking for another thing, anything they can to put blame on while they're going through the suffering of losing their children and their family members?
And that could be part of it, right? This blame. Let's get one more person, you know. But it's possible. And it is, at the same time, a slippery slope. And I think the key question in this case would be, had he intervened, would he truly have been able to make a difference? There's that too. No, does anyone really know how he would have intervened at that moment, right?
Yeah.
How he should have intervened. What actions should he have taken? And what would have been the result of those actions? I mean, he could have been killed himself, and you know, you would have had a shooter who continues to shoot people. Anything could have happened, right?
Sure.
Would his intervention truly have saved lives? There's that question too. And there's so many variables that it's really tough to answer it.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition. You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Uretsian, thank you so much for your insight into that case. Always very much appreciated. If you like the podcast, you want ad-free episodes, become a supporter. Sign up to do that through Apple Podcasts right now. You get access to all of our podcasts ad-free in the True Crime Today family. Check it out on Apple Podcasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.